The Chinese outpost on Enceladus worries me, sir, Carlos said. Saturn's icy moon seemed far away, but with the right ship, it was practically a neighbor. You and me both, mate. Jack realized it was only a matter of time. Mars would make a perfect base for any radical group looking to take advantage of the weakened state on Earth to launch an attack. Waking the Ares meant they could defend their little outpost. They hadn't suffered a major attack yet, as no one on Earth had resources to do more than send an occasional transport to steal from the ship, which had ended with them getting caught and thrown into the infamous Bastille de la Terre Rouge. Not only that, sir. Getting her running means the colonists could move more raw material and make a true profit, not just enough to barely survive, Carlos added. Jack smiled. I'd love to see that. Well, I'll leave you to it, sir. Jack lifted his beer in a gesture of thanks as Carlos left the room. So many times, he felt on the verge of victory, only to realize he was hitting another dead end. He pushed away his doubts and frustration and went back to work, examining the wires for a disconnect. He'd been at it for an hour when his concentration broke by the sound of someone in the core room. No one was supposed to be in there without permission. There was the nuclear component of the core to worry about, but also the gold conducting material, a point of serious contention among the people, as many felt they should sell it to buy much-needed supplies. He started to call out before deciding this might be an opportunity to catch a thief among his crew. Lying on the floor, at such an angle that if anyone were heading in to strip the gold, they wouldn't see him, he slowly crawled toward the intruder on the other side of the core. He knew there was the possibility it could be his chief engineer, Daniel, but whoever was in there was being quiet on purpose. As he crept across the floor, he thought back to the days he'd spent on riot detail during the famine in London, when they had dealt with thieves constantly. Others in his unit commented he had a remarkable amount of stealth for a 6'4" man with broad shoulders. He'd had to learn to be silent, because he wasn't small enough to fade into the woodwork. He was glad to see that it was a woman. She would be easy to take down. He was already sweating and had no urge to wrestle with anyone. She couldn't have been more than 5'4" and was as slight as most colonists. She was dressed in cargo pants, a t-shirt, and boots, standard for the colonies and on the ship. Her raven hair was tied back into a ponytail. His mind raced as he tried to figure out how she had infiltrated the Ares. He rose behind her like a ghost. "Let's see your hands," he said, as he pressed the cold steel of his pistol into the thief's spine. His old-fashioned weapon used actual projectiles. He preferred the solid weight of it to the pulse sidearm that most people carried. She raised her arms slowly, multi-tool dropping to the deck.